For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
And now another black perspective on the drug war. A young black woman is arrested for having a marijuana cigarette in her purse. This is her first offense. Not unusual. It happens to lots of people. In the year 2002, over 700,000 Americans were arrested for possession of marijuana. The federal penalty for this crime ranges from probation to life imprisonment. What actually happens to you depends a lot on what state you're in and the current political winds. But let's say she lives in Louisiana. There, the minimum sentence? 5 years. If she has a job, she'll likely lose it. If she has resources, she'll burn them up fighting for her freedom. If she has children, they'll wind up wards of the state. And on the penalty goes, until in the end, a hard-working, tax-paying citizen becomes an impoverished burden on society. And what damage would have been done had she actually smoked that cigarette? Clearly, the punishment does not fit the crime. Clearly, something is wrong. That something? Drug prohibition. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Phil Jackson.
Name that sound. This week we have a special quiz for you. Can you name that sound? It's a sound heard by more than 10 million U.S. citizens. Every 42 seconds, an American hears that sound. And I guess the real question is, why are they hearing that sound? Well, take your guess. We've only got a couple seconds left. It's for using the one drug that has never killed anyone. Yes, that sound is what over 700,000 pot smokers hear each year. The slamming of the cell door. Time's up. I made that PSA a little over a year ago, and in that time, the number has gone up. It seems that the last year reported, 755,000 people were arrested for marijuana. You take that number and the number arrested for all the other drugs combined, you come up with a figure that says it's every 21 seconds someone hears the slamming of the prison door for a little baggie they had in their pocket. I invite you to join us on this week's Cultural Baggage, or should I say Century of Lies, which will be distributed to the network. It's an interview with Jack Cole, the director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.